same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. And we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. This is James Broadnax, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am excited about what God is doing here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. Yes, God is perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. And I'm excited about it. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that if you can just make it here to this big Jesus celebration on this Sunday, I believe God will bless you in a supernatural way. Yes, we're going to be gathering here for worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning, right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And at 5 p.m., we're going to be there at the South Louisiana campus, 183 Cottonport Avenue. And that's the Word of Faith Kingdom Church number 2. Our campus pastor there is Reverend Ernest Anderson. So I want to give you a personal invite to these two big Jesus celebrations on this Sunday. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And that's what we are doing here. We are lifting Jesus up. Yes, I pray the prayer of faith, but Jesus worked the miracles. It is going to be amazing. Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Don't you let nothing, no thing, or nobody stop you from worshiping with us this coming Sunday morning. We are getting ready to go into today's blessing lesson, learning how to live by faith. And we know that everything that we will ever receive from God is going to be according to our faith. We know according to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 that faith is the substance of things that are hoped for and the evidence of the things that are not seen. Yes, the Bible tells us there in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So that's why we are teaching this word of faith to help you to take your faith to the next level. Yes, beloved child of God, I have seen so many people blessed through faith. I have seen God take people from a low place to a higher place in Him. I have seen God raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction, oh yes, and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I have seen God take people that was working on jobs, and now they're entrepreneurs, owning their own businesses. It is just amazing. But this word of God will bless you up in a supernatural way. All you got to do is to get here. Please bring your Bible, bring your pen, and bring your notepad. You're probably saying, James Broadnax, what's up with that? Well, I'm going to be teaching right out of that word of God. And I know that everything I need, everything you need, is in God's word. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13, verse 31, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. Well, right now, let's go into today's blessing lesson, learning how to live by faith. Let me call your attention to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 33. And the word of God says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, and obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. They did it all through faith. And as we are on this lesson, learning how to live by faith, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7 says that we walk by faith and not by sight. And what it means when we walk by faith and not by sight, the meaning of this is this. We walk by the promises of God. We walk by the word of God. We live by the word of God. And the Lord Jesus told us that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now, notice the word of God says in Hebrews 11 and 33, who through faith, they subdued kingdoms. That means they took kingdoms. And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violence take it by force. So you got to get up and go after what God has promised you. Yes, whatever it is that's going on in your life, there is a promise in this Bible for your deliverance. Even if it's in your health, there is a promise for God to touch and to heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Maybe you're scraping at the bottom of the devil's barrel. Not enough coming in to take what's got to go out. Just always robbing Peter and dodging Paul. Well, I don't know if that's your story, but if that's your story, there is a promise in the word of God that God promised you blessings. But you must get up and go after what God has promised you. I want to call your attention to Genesis chapter 12 in verse 1. We are teaching on living by faith. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Genesis 12 verse 2. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And verse 3 says, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This is God just called Abram and just gave Abram an assignment. Not only did he give him an assignment, but he gave him a promise how that he was going to bless him. But now Abram had to get up and he had to start walking towards what God had promised him. And you got to get up and start walking towards what God done promised you. Now, when we turn over here to Genesis chapter 17, beginning at verse 1, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram again and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Now God is setting blessings and promises before him, before Abram. And then in Genesis 17 and 5, God told him, thy name shall not anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Now, just a few verses above, he was still Abram. But then now God said, you're no longer Abram, but you're Abraham. So in other words, God said, I have made you now a father of many nations. See, God always speaks the end of a thing at the beginning of a thing. So God spoke the end. So now Abraham had to get up again and go after what God had promised him. And then the Lord said unto him in verse 6, Genesis 17 and 6, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generation, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and unto thy seed after thee. And I will give thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the lands of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, there in their seed after thee in that generation. So now, according to the word of God, the Bible declares that every born again believer that have accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, you are the seed of Abraham. I am the seed of Abraham. So whatever God promised Abraham, those same blessings are upon us. But now we got to get up and go after what the Lord has promised us. And when you go after what God has promised, then you begin to live by the word of God. You begin to live on a God said, telling yourself every day, I am what God says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can do everything that God says I can do. You begin to confess the word of God over your life. And as you begin to confess God's word over your life and begin to say what God had already said about you, that's when everything changed. When you start saying, I'm the head and not the tail. God is saying, yes, you're right about that. See, God bags that up because God watches over his word to perform it in your life. I'm excited about living by faith because when you learn to live by faith, you live by that word of God, the devil would not be able to do what he wants to do to you because you're living by promise. And you begin to tell the devil, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, it shall be condemned. Well, when I hear that music, I know my time is almost up. But beloved child of God, I pray that you tune back in on tomorrow. We're going to continue this blessing lesson, learning how to live by faith. Yes, God has set the promises before us, but we got to get up, go after what God done promised us. And one thing about it, if God said it, it's already a done deal. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can go head on and shout now. God bless you until the next time.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781. Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.